Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. There's a home for all. Stop by their office on Atwood Avenue or online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of the People Brothers Band.
Feeling the sunshine kiss my face, so full of joy I'm glowing like a rainbow. Let some water refresh my soul, getting ready to hit the road, wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. 'Cause I'm living my best life, feel the rush of the outside air, taking the beauty everywhere. I count for many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. 'Cause I'm living my best life. I've got fire. Let me be your igniter. procrastinate or hesitate to live your life. You only get one life, so learn to leave your past behind. Day and night, you choose how you spend your time.
You came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none of your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. You wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, you need.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The People Brothers Band. That song is called Stepping Stone. Living My Best before that. Both of the songs are off the new album, Sisters and Brothers, which is just phenomenal. I highly recommend picking up the vinyl version tonight while you're listening about vinyl. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. KJ filling in for Terry Barr. Welcome to the show, KJ. It's great to have you. Are you having fun? You enjoying this?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Top of State Street doing live radio on a Saturday night.
Top of State Street got all kinds of activity. Just watched a couple of rollers go by with their lights on, and this is never a dull moment.
When the rollers went by, I instantly padded my pockets, making sure things were situated,
Everything's
okay. We got still quite a bit of show coming up here, Rocker. It's only the second hour tonight. What else is on the schedule?
We do, Jimmy. Dave Eck, owner of Waxy Poodle Record Pressing Plant, is here tonight to tell us all about his newish record plant. They've been around for about a year, so we'll hear all about that, how they make records. Trans-Siberian Orchestra musical director Al Petrelli, he shares some show secrets with Terry Barr before kicking off the TSO Winter Tour in Green Bay this month. And Live in the Lair with Blake Thomas and Josh Hardy, we're going to have a real special show for you tonight. Live music in the Lair, and then Max Inc. Heavy, an interview with Scorpio Fest organizer Trevor Reed.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text us right inside the Civic Media app. It's super convenient. Rocker, any text in tonight?
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, you just said that, so I was like, gosh,
maybe I should pull that page up.
I should go and check the text and see if anybody's texting.
Normally, Terry's on top of that kind of stuff here.
Oh, somebody says, Mama, let's see. Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Rocker love. I'm getting all kinds of love out there. Thank you to the artists. Wow, there's just a whole kinds of stuff that's saying they love Rocker.
Oh,
all the texts.
No surprise.
They love Rocker.
Right.
Rocker rocks.
Did mine come in? Where I said I love Rocker too? Do you see that one? It's in there.
I'll have to take a look. There were a ton.
I forgot to send that text. I got the memo
you
on that.
You still have time. There's plenty of time.
So I forgot to wear flannel and I forgot to text I love Rocker. Funny.
Oh, man. That's really good.
Rocker, you was talking off air earlier about a friend of yours who passed away who is kind of big in the Milwaukee music scene.
That's right, Jimmy. Dennis Zanoni, and he was Uncle Bob's Music, the Zanoni family and Zanoni brothers. We lost Dennis Zanoni on October 14th, and he has served Milwaukee and, you know, state musicians, really, for the last 50 years.
Where in Milwaukee?
Uncle Bob's. I believe the last place that Uncle Bob's was in West Allis, but they've been in a couple of locations around Milwaukee, Capitol Avenue, I know, back in the old days. You know, and Jeff, his brother, actually passed away a few years back. And, I mean, I think it affects nearly every, you know, rock musician in Milwaukee that's been around in the last 50 years. So, wow. I mean, he's literally Hall of Fame material out there in Milwaukee, and you know we're gonna miss Dennis, and you know me and one of my best friends when we were getting into drums in the early 80s, you know, bought a drum set from Dennis, and he was just always the best, gave you the best deals. I mean, he was straight up honest, just a great guy, and he cared for musicians.
That's awesome. Is this store going to continue forward, or was his baby and it's going to die with him? Or?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, you know, what the status on the store is. I guess, you know, we could kind of go look it up online, but I saw that Dennis passed away, and, you know, he's just a huge figure in Milwaukee.
Hmm. That's sad. Thoughts are out to you here, Rocker, and everybody else who is friends with him. Let's play some new music. I believe these guys are from Milwaukee. The band is called Grace Underwater. Terry Barr referred these guys, said, hey, send us your music. We want to play it. And here we are. Keep Love Alive. It's Grace Underwater on Max Inc. Radio.
Your heartache at the murkiest part.
nuts, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't overanalyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is a nap and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubted. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, that sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded.
Surrounded.
I'm trying to avoid 2020. The whole year was destroyed, especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye. It happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without a drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty
of time to have a dumb or two.
Risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Do wanna worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. So undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing, we all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Empty. People walking, but now all gone. It's time to see through the glass. Your eyes.
Civic Media, we are local music. 7,000 apart. That's White Noise. I love that band.
Man, I like that song a lot.
Her vocals are just monumental. They're fantastic. I heard of Bison before that, and brand new Grace Underwater before that. Keep Love Alive. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, your mama rocker, text us.
Monday nights a lot, actually. and you know, the all ages clubs and stuff like that. And then out there, when I was doing some internships, I was kind of like the only guy with a CD burner in my little group of friends.
The guy with a CD player.
Yeah, a CD burner.
It's like being the only friend with a truck. Yeah.
Back then, they were expensive. And they, so everybody would come to me to have their CD master made for replication. And I've always been doing music stuff on the side. And then eventually, me and Jennifer decided to get a record press out there. When I was eventually I got the lacquer mastering machine, the Neumann lathes, and at one point me and Jen decided to get a couple record presses, and those are long gone now. We had those before the vinyl resurgence.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
When the resurgence hit, we were just so busy with the mastering that there was just no point even trying to get those machines up and running. And that's when Jen came up with the name. Was back then,
Waxy
around 2012,
poodle.
2010.
Do y'all have poodles? Dogs?
No, we actually don't. No, she just said it. And that was it.
It's pink. Poodle, right?
We got different color poodles. We're having different artists do poodles for us. Our daughter, Genevieve, did a really cool one that you'll see on our website.
Nice. And Waxy. That's Waxy with two X's.
That's right.
So you got two
X's and two O's because we got some hugs and kisses at the end. Of our messages.
Well, Dave, we often hear the term remastered, but for the layman, what exactly is mastering and how is it different for a record than, say, a CD?
Well, with a CD, you're just burning that master CD, right? And then you're sending it out. And with the vinyl, it's you're cutting that master set of grooves. And both of them are going to be replicated. So you're making the master copy for replication.
Okay.
And with vinyl, mastering, it was always the guy who added the sweet sound to it before they cut it and made it come out and sound nice. And then with the digital mastering later, someone had to make it sound good for CD, right? So then with the vinyl resurgence, a lot of the mastering houses were CD mastering houses, but they're prepping their music for vinyl, and so people get it kind of mixed up. It's just the same thing. You're just making the master copy.
What is okay. Like the difference for pressing, preparing the music for vinyl as opposed to CD? Is like, do you add more bass? More cowbell? What is it?
No. The real trick is try not to, just try to do as little as possible. And use the right tools.
Because vinyl is analog. It's not digital like a CD or something like that. So you want to get those natural sounds out.
Yeah. But you see, that'll happen no matter what. Even your 16-bit digital counterpart will sound more hollow than its vinyl cut from that very same source.
Amazing. Dave Eck here from Waxy Poodle here in Madison. How is a record press? And do the records start just with a bin of small pellets?
That's right. Yep. And they're heated up into a biscuit and pushed between the stampers.
Into a biscuit.
With gravy?
And then pressed together.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Some people call them cakes.
As far as the grain or the thick, going through my wife's record collection, the different records are different thickness, different grains. What kind of?
Grams.
Grams,
right? Yeah.
Got my terminology different. What difference does the thickness of the vinyl make in the sound quality?
It doesn't affect the sound quality.
Then is there any advantage of having a thicker record?
Some of the best records I've ever heard are these little 110 gram records from the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. It's more about the equipment that was used and how, able that equipment is to make it vinyl friendly. And the people behind it. The records were actually designed to be about 125 grams. And the norm today, for marketing purposes, people just seem to like the heavier weight. They feel like they're getting more for their money.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
And, 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 And so the average weight has gone up from 125 to about 150. So that's more of an average weight now. Mm-hmm. And then there's always people that want the 180 gram too. And there's really no difference. It's just have your, if you're going to have a more difficult time if the 180 gram record warps right. over the 150 gram record.
So to get the audio sound, the song, and those little grooves on the record, where it can be read by the needle on your turntable.
Yeah.
What's the magic in that?
You have to have a lathe. You have to be able to cut the grooves.
Wow.
And that's what I've been doing.
It's like magic.
It is just, magic. Yeah. It's magic. We use magic.
So, you know, how is the record pressed then? You say it's spun like a lathe and it's not.
No, pressed? No, we cut the record onto two lacquer masters. We send that off to metal plating facility that makes stampers of that recording. So they make a negative. They send those negative stampers back, and we press those into the biscuit, and it fills all the grooves. And now you basically had a replication of what I had already cut.
Wow, amazing! What about the art, the visual art, where some artists are putting out pink disc, or albums or something like that. Is this the batter of the material you're using to make the disc or the biscuit?
Yeah, it's just the PVC, the color of the PVC. Mm-hmm. We actually get most of our PVC from Italy, and there's no lead in it.
And, oh, nice.
No lead
really
is good.
Really nice.
And no been, lead, but plenty of rock.
Yeah, right, and everything else.
Leave it to America to have lead in their records.
Right.
That's what makes some heavy metal albums, I guess. Well, tell us about starting up the Waxy Poodle record plant and what inspired you to do so.
It was before the vinyl resurgence, so we got those old pressing machines that we wound up selling. It was just what we were doing at the time. You know, I had already been doing mastering and stuff and had some good business, and I went around and asked my customers if they would use me to cut their records. If I drove down to Nashville and bought this Neumann lathe, and they were like, yeah, we will. And so I went and bought it, and then I bought another one. And then about a year later, the vinyl resurgence started, and we got a couple of those record presses that we never wound up getting together, like I mentioned.
Well, where do you see all this heading? I mean, you're a year in now. And obviously it's going well. So where do you think you'll be a year from now?
Well, hopefully we'll have our next machine in place. And I'm sure we'll just continue, doing what we're doing. Right now I'm serving all my mastering customers that I've been working with for decades. And they didn't really have a lot of other options. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
How fun is that? Do you have any special promotions right now for artists coming in that wants to get vinyl? Is it where the average local band or a regional band can afford it?
Yeah. We have this ridiculously good sale that we have on our website and our Facebook page, actually. If you go to our website, waxypoodle.com with two X's and two O's, and go to our Facebook page, we have this Halloween special on there with some ridiculously good sales for small indie bands and indie labels.
That's awesome. Being able to keep vinyl in the price point and in reach for the average musician, that's great. And it is showing that it's working because people are releasing vinyl like crazy right now.
Yeah, it's not going away anytime soon.
That's good. Dave Eck from Waxy Poodle Vinyl. If people wanted to follow your business, get a hold of you, maybe have them make you, or they want to press some vinyl. How do we do that?
You just go to our website and give us an email and we'll get you rolling. Waxypoodle.com with two X's.
Two X's, two O's.
Two O's. That's right.
Hugs and kisses.
Dave, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story with us. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for the education. That was great.
A couple of weeks ago, this band was in the studio and their new album was put on vinyl and it's really good. I have it at home. I have to give it to Terry Barr soon because we actually have joint custody of it. It's number
it's her weekend.
You're right. All right. It's coming up to Terry Barr's weekend for this number 27 on Max Inc. Radio, Rise Above.
been down this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Time again, yes, I've been told there is no way. Close my ears and fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
Thank you.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Show me what I wanna see. Show me how it starts and ends with me. As I tell myself, this is just a moment, just a story. Cause everything is moving and the Reaper's train is always right on time. There's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this? Can't pause the movie, maybe I can direct the scene.
Income Civic Media, we are local music. That is Dana Perry, and everything is moving. Indeed, it is here. We apologize for those of you listening on WMDX. Little technical issues. We're past that, though. Everything's good. Rocker, we got some great Live in the Lairs coming up in the future here on Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, they're booking up like crazy. Right now, let me just tell you about Live in the Lair. That's our one-hour segment where we feature a live performer and interview for the entire hour. And on the 11th of November, coming up next week, the Feastet. That's a jazz ensemble, local jazz ensemble. That should be very interesting. The 18th is Amelia Ford coming down from Green Bay. She's going to be doing a solo acoustic show.
She has two new songs that just released in the last month or so, and they're both fantastic.
She is hot right now, Jimmy. Tani Diakite, Afro Funk All-Stars, they'll be here on November 25th. That's Thanksgiving weekend, I believe. And then the 2nd of December, Corey Hart. Yes,
the Corey Hart. Nice.
That's insane.
Yeah, right?
And the 9th, Poopy Costello, some really cool Americana, and Work, Jimmy.
12/16.
The very date, Jimmy is, I know that he's just biting his tongue.
Yeah, I am.
He's going on vacation and he won't see Work.
Oh, no Work for you on vacation. I guess that makes sense though, doesn't it?
I'll listen on the Civic Media app.
He'll be listening on the say. He'll be texting, Rocker, I love Rocker. The 23rd.
I don't know what's going to happen, dude. I'm sorry.
The 23rd of December, that Christmas weekend, Katy Powderly. She is, you know, an all-star. She's from Madison, but she is out on the East Coast now. Bluegrass, that's going to be awesome. Blame It on Kane, Milwaukee band there on the 13th of January. And then on the 20th, Jimmy, the big one, the Almas. They just won the 2023 Rock Band of the Year at the Josie Awards in Nashville. They're going to be live here in the Lair.
That's going to be great. MaxIncRadio.com to get all the podcasts and everything. Stick around. We got a double dip of Cat and a Hurricane coming up next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.